Now, anybody born in the USA is called a
natural citizen. Then.
Yeah, they're a what? They're proud. You're proud to be a
American citizen.
Yeah. Aren't you proud to be?
Yeah, I really am. I sure am.
Proud to be what?
American citizen.
I
think overall it's the greatest country in the world. Everything maybe ain't just like we like it, but it's better than any other country, I think, that I know of. You know, I'd rather be in America. I'd rather be American.
Yeah. Well, talking about, say, either, for example, England or France, comparing them to the United States, you might say...
Oh, I'd still rather be the American. American, yeah.
Yeah. You wouldn't want to be in, talking about those other two countries, you say you wouldn't want to be in...
No, I wouldn't want to.
Be in neither?
No, I wouldn't want to be living there. I wouldn't want to be a citizen there.
In neither one of them?
You mean France or England?
Yeah.
I prefer United States.
Yeah.
Of course, if I had a choice between them, I'd take England.
Yeah.
I could understand them, I believe, but I couldn't understand that French.
Yeah. Now, if you agree with a friend, if you want to agree with a friend, say, you were in town and a politician was talking and he was asking you to do something, say. And you might say, a friend might say, well, I'm not going to do that. And you wanted to agree with him, you might say, well, me?
Let's see, I don't think I caught that exact.
Well, you know, if a politician was telling y'all to go out and burn all your corn because you weren't getting enough high enough price for it, you might say to him, a friend might say to you, well, shoot, I'm not going to do that. And you might say, well, me what, blank him out?
Yeah, blank him out or...
No, me what, me, he says, well, I'm not going to do that, and you were going to agree with him, you might say, well, me
too, then,
me neither,
yeah, me neither would be, I guess would be right, me neither would be, then,
or
right, yeah.
Neither,
yeah,
now, somebody came to the house and they came up and said that they were waiting for you to go somewhere and they say, hey, you gonna be ready soon? You might say, well, I'll be with you in
a few minutes. Just a few minutes.
Okay, or just a minute?
Not just a minute, yeah.
Yeah. Now, Mr. Charlie, when you're feeling a little bit, you come in, you might say, when you feel tired, you might put your hand, how would you check to see if you had a fever or something like that?
Usually, I guess your forehead or something like that, you know, just somewhere about your face. If you just, feel, like you say, feeling, you know?
Yeah, put your hand upon you.
Yeah, that's about the way you do it on your forehead. Yeah, hard.
Now don't shave for a while, some people might be growing a what?
Beard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know where them old time storekeepers used to keep their pencil? Kept them where?
The old times.
If he was
a storekeeper?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know whether I could give much chance. You mean like they kept them along with their ledger book where they...
Would you ever see them?